At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Kennedy has an update for us on how it's going with your breast cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, I know a lot of people take kind of the summer off, but on July 3rd, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which means that it's inside the ducts and it means that it won't travel anywhere else. So stage zero, best possible of all worlds, really. And then on August 29th, I had surgery to remove it. We named him Melvin. And then I, at my follow-up appointment, got the news that they weren't able to get it all. So I have to go back and have another surgery, and I'm having that next Friday, which is a bummer, but here we are. And then I had my oncology appointment this past week, or the week before. You meet with them to then talk about radiation therapy.
You have to do that. I think it was a month. You said you would do that every day. Was the plan
4 weeks, 5 days a week. So even though my surgery was postponed and I won't be starting radiation now for much later, they wanted me to keep that appointment anyway, just to meet with the doctor. So I met with her, and she did an exam. I got to tell you one thing. I've had more people touch my boobs than my whole life, I think, in the past couple of months.
Right.
And she found lumps on the right side that she felt were concerning. So
the right breast.
Other side.
Of the same breast? Or
the other side. So that's...
The other breast. Yeah. I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, the way that we found the DCIS was through a mammogram and a biopsy, because you can't feel it. It's not something that's lumpy or bumpy. This would be something completely different, a whole new thing of things. So she scheduled me to go have an MRI. So I had the MRI, and now I'm just sort of waiting for them to call me. And I'm gonna sit in a no news is good news place, because it's all I've got.
So you haven't heard back yet?
No. And I have it on my, I know that they send, you know, they'll send you your test results. You know, everything is in a my chart now, and you can get it whenever you want, but I have it scheduled, so it won't come through until they call me. Because I just, first and foremost, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what those words will mean.
Right.
And I'm not trying to go down a rabbit hole. And that's what I've tried to do this whole time, is be like, you know, just be grateful and be positive, because I really think that cancer feeds on fear, and I don't want to give it any. But, you know, I was just not expecting that at all. That was like, wait, what now? It was kind of a 1-2 punch out of nowhere.
Did they talk to you about, like, the likelihood of this being cancerous?
Well, there's nothing to know.
You just don't know until you know.
I mean, there's just no way to know.
Yeah.
So that's why she wanted to do the MRI. I'd never had an MRI before, so shout out to Atrius Health in Norwood. Thank you for making it easy. But you know, so now I just wait. And so I have surgery next Friday, so I won't be here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. It's getting hard to keep smiling, mm-hmm. you know.
I also just knowing you and going into this time of year,
yeah,
is a pretty busy and exciting time of year for us.
Yeah.
As we're getting ready for a lot of big events that we do with the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the scenes, we're trying to work and plan those things out.
Yep.
And have you be a part of those things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I will be.
Yeah, I know. But I know that what I'm saying is that's kind of weighing on you that like...
All of it is. Like, you know, the not knowing of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being alone is really hard. And yeah. asking for help is really hard. And I was really, really good at the first one and really, really bad at the second one. But, you know, it's just hard. It's hard not knowing. It's hard... like there's this constant, you know, you're constantly being like, well, I'm lucky, minus comparing yourself to other people's journeys, to other people's experiences. You know, one of the things that a lot of you said to me when this first started is this is my journey. It's nobody else's. It's my lived experience. This is the only one I know.
Mm-hmm.
And to not compare yourself and to not feel like you have to make excuses for the fact that yours isn't as bad as somebody else's.
You shouldn't have cancer guilt.
It's astounding to me how many people have made me feel that way.
Yeah.
It really has opened up an entire ball of wax of people saying the most outlandish things to me. However, that said, the majority of the things that I've received are so kind and so nice, and I'm so grateful to everybody out there for your support and your thoughts and your prayers and all those things. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in pain all the time. It hurts all the time. It's taking, like, forever to heal. And just knowing that on Friday I got to go cut it back open again and start over
right.
is a lot. Like, you know, by the time we're done with the show, it hurts so much. Like, I go to the bathroom and cry at breaks, you know, because I don't, you know, you guys need, I want to make you laugh. That's what I'm here to do. And this is what makes me feel better, is making you laugh and making me laugh, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, I think I kind of thought this would be no problem.
I got
it
this,
was 3 centimeters long. I'll get it.
I got this random text from my mom late last night. And she saw this hat and thought,
I can't read it from here, buddy. You got to tell me what it says. Oh, you can't say it out loud. Does it say a word?
Yes. It says blank cancer.
Oh, yes.
She said.
I just got a pinata from my friend.
Maybe Lana could make that hat for Kennedy.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. So
well, know that everybody is concerned and asking about you.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I'm grateful, and I'm trying hard to just keep. The only way I know how to keep everybody up to speed is on social media. It's really the only thing that I can do. And mm-hmm. so if I, this is just a topic for another time, but like the people who I thought were my friends, like this is the thing that's been the most interesting to me, getting mad at me because they had to find out on the radio or something.
Mm-hmm. Like your head's not somewhere else.
Like you can bite me. Yeah. I'm at a point here that I'm all set with it.
Right.
You know, like in the beginning I wanted to, you know, make sure that whatever, but I'm at a point now that I can barely get myself fed, get my dog fed mm-hmm. You know, the damage that this has taken on my mental health that I've worked so hard to build up and be strong is pissing me off a little bit.
Of course.
So, friends.
It's okay to feel that way.
Anyone you know comes to with you to the diagnosis of whatever it might be, some hardship, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ask, is to be kind. But, knowing that all of you guys are out there, like, you know, I came in this morning and had gifts on my desk and just, you know, like, I don't need things, but it's nice that you think of me that way. But at the end of the day, I'm tired. Yeah. I just want it to be over.
And that's okay. Like, you're allowed to sit in the suck every once in a while.
Yeah,
but
I just
don't live there.
I just don't want
to
live there.
You're not allowed to live there. We're going to pull you out.
I'm about to move in and I don't want to. But yeah.
I've had a lot of people reach out to me and ask for your home address, so I gave it to them. I hope you don't mind.
No,
yeah, strangers.
Yeah, please do. Please do that with people I don't know.
I will pass. and this will sound odd because, you know, I'm not really a reader, but me and Lana and Barrett are actually reading a book right now, and I'm going to share it with you. I don't remember the title off the top of my head, but it is essentially talking about your story, your journey.
Yeah.
and which of the four characters you're going to play in your journey. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be the hero? Are you going to be the guide? Are you going to be the victim? Or are you going to be the villain?
Mm-hmm. And well, it depends on what day it is and how I wake up.
And that we all experience
that. I am
that.
In my villain era right now. I can tell you that especially right now.
This,
100%.
This book talks a lot about that and how to get to the hero era or the guide era.
She's in there, but there are times that the villain has to protect her, and I'm okay with that.
That's
but,
true, too.
But anyway, that's where I am. So I won't be here next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yep. Slacker.
Sorry in advance for what's going to happen when I'm not
Notice she plans her. She'd rather have that surgery and not hear the Friday free-for-all.
Well, she's sick. She's not dumb.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.